This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The death toll from the coronavirus outbreak in mainland China has now exceeded 1,600 people as of the end of Saturday, up from 142 the previous day. The country's National Health Commission made that announcement Sunday morning. The number of new deaths in China's central Hubei province from the coronavirus outbreak rose by 139 as of Saturday. Across mainland China, the total accumulated number of infections so far reached nearly 70,000. Meanwhile, the United States and Japan are coordinating the return of nearly 400 American passengers from a cruise ship that's anchored at Yokohama, even as the World Health Organization warns the virus is unpredictable. Adam Reed reports.
Speaking at the Munich Security Conference, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the epidemic remains an unpredictable threat.
Let me be clear. It's impossible to predict which direction this epidemic will take.
That comes as Japan and the U.S. are coordinating the return of around 400 American citizens aboard the Diamond Princess cruise ship still quarantined in Yokohama. They will enter another 14-day period of quarantine once they return home to ensure the virus doesn't spread. Japan's health minister said the return of the passengers to the United States will make it easier to care for the 285 confirmed coronavirus cases on board.
That's Adam Reed reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper urged world leaders Saturday to wake up to China's efforts to influence world affairs, maintaining Beijing plans to achieve its goals by any means necessary. Speaking at the Munich Security Conference, Esper emphasized the U.S. does not seek conflict with China, but he voiced concern over what he said